This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
When you point, I'll talk.
Buffering.
I'm polite to point.
What are you pointing for, Megan?
There you go.
Megan just gave me the finger.
Is she fanning something out?
Hey, it's the Week in Review, whatever we do here.
Yeah, it means it's Friday.
It's the Week in Review podcast Facebook thing.
That thing, yeah.
Yep.
I'm Chaz, that's AJ
hey,
over there. Pam is over here.
Hello.
Phil is smoldering over here.
Still simmering.
So mad.
I can feel the heat coming off him.
We had a computer implosion. I don't want to cover everything we covered on the air.
No. Mm-hmm.
But it was, it's the most I've seen Phil freaking out.
It was epic.
Yeah. But you're better now?
I've been better since 9:30. I'm fine.
Okay.
You could say I'm still smoldering, but I'm fine.
Don't seem it.
Okay. Yeah.
You seem bitter with us about it, though.
Pam, you're one of my best friends, but you are the worst person to have next to you when something goes wrong. You can't stop yourself. The minute somebody else does anything wrong...
That is Pam.
Did you see what happened? And then racing... With your heels like kicking dust in the air to tell every other person what just happened.
Welcome to my world. We're in the top 10 list.
The reason why I do that
I
is
just
because
word.
Yeah,
I'm like relax.
The same happens with me and AJ. Me and AJ probably mess up more than anybody else here.
Yeah, we're kinda
and
excited.
Everybody always busts our balls. So Phil barely messes up. So when he does it, it's a treat.
It is like a snow day.
It's a treat
when Phil messes up. It's like, wow, this doesn't happen a lot, and it brings everyone else together.
Right. This is why Pencils have erasers. He
we're
does
all
make
like,
mistakes.
Oh, we're out of our routine.
Mm-hmm.
This is fun.
The neighborhood comes out. We're all shoveling together.
Let's have pizza.
I'm glad that you guys are all having a good time, but you have to understand from my perspective how fucking devastating it is that, like, I'm, like, the fourth person on the show. So, like, you know, we hear a lot about everybody, and, like, I don't get to participate as often as sometimes I'd like to. And I know that. I know that that's the job. I've been here a long time. So when a fuck up happens and then you spend an hour fucking talking about it, it is devastating for me. It is
now,
fucking devastating.
Just for the record, it was 40 minutes.
Right.
It felt longer.
But I think you would like it because
hey,
you're getting attention.
Are we still talking about it now?
No.
Okay.
No, we're not talking about it.
Okay. Not talking at all. No.
Can't stop.
But I said to Ed... When because he was brought in to fix it, there's no way Phil fixes anything when he's this excited. There's
right.
no way a person who's engulfed in flames can fix anything.
Right, you are not going to cut the correct wire.
Right, yeah. Oh, let's have you
bomb.
Change a tire while you're on fire. It's
right.
like, no, you're worried about, you know, you're not focusing.
You're too passionate.
Exactly. There's a lot going on.
I mean, look, you know that the computer was fucked up. I was running in people who were calling in on post-it notes. Like, we don't do that anymore. So I was having issues. Yeah. I couldn't reach anyone for help. So 15 minutes goes by, 6 phone calls go by.
Did we talk to Ed Butler yet?
He texted me.
Can you call him on the cell?
You want me to call him right
yeah.
now?
On speaker.
Where was he? We got to get to the bottom of this.
He was at the transmitter, which is the fuck off room for engineers. That's where you go to hide.
We should go there. We should take a field trip there.
I've never been there.
Me neither. I don't even know where it is.
You'll have to do the talking because we won't hear him. Or he
Hello.
Won't hear us.
Hello, Ed.
Hey, how are you?
Great. So,
how's your day going?
How's everything going at the transmitter site?
Well, we got guys on the tower here replacing the ladder that goes up to the center of the tower. So we've got an up and down power on the transmitters so nobody gets hurt here.
When do you think you'll be back at the station?
Probably not until this afternoon, if that.
Okay.
What's going on exactly? What happened?
You know, it's really hard to explain, but Maestro had some kind of a glitch, and anytime I tried to click to move an individual item, the entire screen would jumble.
Ed said it was your fault.
Okay.
Yeah. Ed, the other Ed said that it was my fault, that I did something, but I still don't know what that is.
What you're going to have to do, if you have to shut Maestro down completely, like, and reboot the computer...
This is a bad move.
What you have to do is you have to shut Maestro down the program first.
This is why we never talk to him.
Every engineer says the same thing.
Bottom, right.
Just
shut it down and reboot.
The inventory
it's a control alt delete.
And exit the inventory
so I did do all of that. I tried to access the Maestro from the main studio, and we were having
How
the same issue.
How long do you have to go to school
right.
to say, shut it all down?
I did restart the computer... And then what happened is Ed said that he hit numb lock on the keyboard, and that was sort of what corrected everything.
Okay,
try
so
shaking it.
All right, just hang up.
You try hitting it, maybe?
Yeah, it's working better now. But we're in the middle of something. But I'll
there's
talk
other there's back. Guys climbing a ladder. They're replacing a ladder, but the guys are climbing
a ladder.
Ladder
to replace a ladder. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be that fucking guy.
Yeah, no.
And then I go replace a ladder while I'm climbing
it.
With
heights,
that's a good trick.
Yeah. First of all, don't stand below me because I may be peeing all over you.
For the record, I really like Ed.
Oh yeah.
He's really a nice guy.
Right, he has. Chill.
Not an ounce of negativity in him.
Yeah, he's a chill guy.
I couldn't picture him ever yelling at anyone. You know,
no.
He's just a really nice guy.
So
we have fun at his expense.
We do. We do.
I love how there was a fire at the studio. He's like, "Yeah, I'll be in the afternoon."
What's up? What's up?
He's chill.
What's
up? We're placing a ladder. Really? How often do you use the ladder? Because everyone's listening to the fucking station and plug right now. Just kidding.
Oh, now you sort of understand where I was at when I came into the studio.
No, that was dramatic. I don't give a shit. The funny part about this fucking implosion, we were watching you run around, and now AJ and I have been together for over 20 years, and when we started, it was just me and him.
Right.
Right? And so I would be that person. Like, something would fuck up, and now I have to do it. But also, I'm the guy who writes the questions for the interviews, and, you know, I'm the traffic cop. So there was a lot going on, and AJ and I are sitting in the studio, and Phil walks in. I'm going to recreate Phil in the studio, right? Okay.
This is Make Phil. Sure you have the phone.
Okay. Yeah, phone here.
Ah! No.
Ah!
Phil.
Ah!
All
right. So that was Phil.
100% accurate, by the way.
Yeah. And so AJ looks at me and goes, "What's going on?" I'm like, "I don't know, but remember when I had to do that shit? It's so nice someone else does it
now." We're sitting there sipping coffee.
Yeah.
You guys so I'm in the other studio. I can't hear anything that's going on. So I see Phil running back and forth, but I see you two just sitting there chill. And I'm like, okay, is something going on wrong or not? Because if something was going wrong, wouldn't everyone be freaking out right now?
I would have been a little bit more excited if Tom Green was still in the studio.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to do shit. We have this internationally known celebrity.
Big guest.
So if the computer was going to shit the bed, it was nice that it did after, because it would have fucked up the momentum of the show going into it.
And it's embarrassing.
Or during it. But after, I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So again, that was sort of happening while Tom was in the studio. But what happens with the system that we have is that we'll have things that will load commercials and songs for a certain period into the future. So once we reach the end of that,
you're better.
Leaving.
You're back.
Yeah. That's the important thing.
But Tom Green, I love that guy.
What a great guy.
Innovator. And I'm glad that he confirmed my belief that Jackass ripped off a lot of his shit.
Huge ripoff.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know that there was a bit online where they compare his stuff, and then they show Jackass, and it's almost identical. Because I remember the guy in the wheelchair that he did, and then I saw, you know, Jackass doing the old guy.
Yep.
I'm like, you know. But it. The only thing I regret with that interview.
Was that?
I'm sorry, Phil, did you have something?
Mamsie says, sorry, but he was boring.
Really?
She probably never watched the Tom Green show. So for people like, or maybe never saw Road Trip, like for us, like I'm a huge fan because I used to watch that show. But maybe if I never saw him, maybe I wouldn't understand it, because it was a lot of inside baseball.
You thought it was good?
I thought it was awesome.
I was expecting more laughs, but some of these guys, when it's off, it's off. And when they go on stage, they're that crazy person who's going to pull salami out of their ass.
Exactly.
But when they're not on stage... Mm-hmm.
Right.
And almost none of those guys can be on 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Like forget it. It's exhausting even just to go on for an hour and do it.
Yeah, and I think sometimes you get to the point where you don't want to be the goofy clown, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I feel like he's more so he's not the Tom Green that that we knew like in the 90s and early 2000s.
Mamsie has confirmed she never saw the show.
Right. So he's not doing bits, but he's, you know, answering our questions. Like you wanted to know behind the scenes stuff, like what was going on when you were on SNL. So he wasn't doing jokes, he was telling stories. And I thought that was interesting. I love that stuff.
Some of these stories were great too. Like, if you took every bit of what Tom Green said, put it all together, would I cut some out? Yes. You know, but that Saturday Night Live story, I'll remember that forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you picture yourself in that room looking around and it's just packed with celebrities to the point where celebrities are taking pictures like, holy shit, this is a thing.
Right. Yeah. I mean, even during that broadcast, you could see that they didn't know what to do. Like Eddie Murphy, who was like maybe the greatest cast member of all time, comes out on stage and didn't know what to do. He's just like, how about we all just do a round of applause? Like, yeah. Everyone was like, what happened to Eddie Murphy? I think he just got overwhelmed.
Yeah. There's too many people there. All giant names.
Shows are real.
I mm-hmm. love this segment. It's one of those, not every minute was compelling, but a lot of it was to me. So yeah. I hope that translated to people other than Mamsie.
Well, the phones blew up, so.
Sorry, Mamsie.
Love you, Mams.
Yep. Still love you.
Okay, let's talk about Megan here before we wrap things up.
Yes.
Yes.
Was it last week?
Last week. No.
I wasn't here, so yeah.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
It was.
So she comes in, she says, oh, you can't put the camera on me because I don't feel good. It's sinuses. And then what happened, Meg, that Monday?
No, that Friday. I was that afternoon.
Yeah. It was that day?
That day.
104.
She posted it.
Flu!
And I remember you walking
flu!
In.
Flu! Flu!
It had to have been.
You came in sick!
No, I got the doctor. Dr. Miller of Branford Pediatrics confirmed it was not the flu.
Why are you going to a pediatrician?
Good catch.
The headline of this video is Megan goes to a pediatrician.
Hey, if they give lollipops,
how old are you?
Too.
I knew something was funny.
Yeah, don't they stop accepting you after like 22?
Well, yeah, she drinks like a sailor.
All right, but you feel better now? All right, that's good. We got to do our weekly camera shot. We were forbidden last week.
Right, because she was all snotsy.
Yeah, because she wasn't sick.
I'll let you touch her gear. I'm not going near
no
it.
No way.
Chaz already ruined it.
Wait.
Give me this thing. I got to run my own camera.
There we go. Oh, I'm getting dizzy. I'm watching it right now. There she is. Okay, found her. Okay, now we're showing the curtain.
What did you guys
Oh, it's broken.
maybe I just hold it now. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for watching. If you did not buy tickets for this comedy show, holy shit.
Hurry up.
I think this is the fastest selling comedy show we've ever had.
Running out of tickets. Hurry up.
It's AJ, the Barstool Sports guy, Francis Ellis, and Will Noonan.
Kyle in Long Island, by the way, wants to know when Will Noonan will be back on the show.
Wednesday. He'll be in at 7. And Chaz, AJ, Phil, Kyle. I asked him to send me some stories to prep a little bit, maybe give you some ideas of what to ask him.
Right.
He has such a ridiculous story. I cannot wait to talk about
it. Just give us a clue. What's it about?
It's about a first date, not with him, but a friend went on a first date.
All right, that's it. First date.
And it's funny. It's so good.
First date funny.
It's so good.
All right, so to answer your question, he'll be in on Wednesday. And then the show is next Saturday.
Yes, it is.
So buy your tickets. We're very close to being sold out. We're linked up at ChazAndAJInTheMorning.com. It's $12 all in.
Come on.
Yep.
And it's at the Orange Grassy Hill Country Club. All right.
Yay.
It's
Grassy Hill Country Club. Orange.
In Orange. Right?
In Orange, yeah. It's all grassy and hilly.
All right. Well, have a great weekend, everybody. And
AJ's stomach won't stop.
It is so fucking noisy.
I'm hungry. Sorry.
AJ needs num-nums.
His stomach knows it's Barrett Jackson weekend, so it's like, give me mac and cheese with small wieners.
I want my DeBella's Godfather sandwich.
I know the calories are coming.
Well, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here Monday. Girl Scout controversy Monday at, 7:30?
7:30.
All right. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye.
Pam's over there.
Bye.
Phil's over there.
See ya.
Megan's behind the camera. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 Peace.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.